You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is that time for the final time of this football season. I can't say the year because they'll play football this year.
Yeah.
And I don't want Fesco to
it won't be me, it'll be the text line.
That's right. But it is Mitch Holder, brought to you by Silverside Eye Centers and GEHA. Mitch, how you doing, my man? Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you. Well, I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
The cliche phrase, but that's where we're at.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Are you over it yet?
No.
Okay.
No, but I'm not going to wallow in it. And that's why this Chiefs team has been able to win for 12 years and win at the highest level of any team in this league for a span of 7 years, is that you handle flashpoints, but you move on. And just like if we would have had a parade probably yesterday because of the snow on Wednesday, we would have moved on. I'm gonna give you an example, because I'm going to tell you who the tip of the spear is on this, is Brett Veach and his staff. Because they are forced, the coaches can kind of stand down and goes into a little bit of a, they've been grinding away, but Veach's crew can't stop. So I get the same video from Brett the day after the parade a year ago that I got yesterday, and that is they're in there grinding. So you don't, it stings, it hurts, you wear it, you don't run from it. I mean, Lord knows, I'm getting hammered on social by Eagles fans.
They suck.
And Bengals fans and Bills fans. And that's fine. And people even in this city who don't particularly like the Chiefs, like they're just, that's okay. I mean, it comes with it. But you don't sit there and wallow in it, because that becomes a more devastating issue if you sit there and wallow in the manure. So you got to push on and press on, and that's where Brett Veach's guys are at, and gals, as they're right there and moving on. They can't stop, whether it's good or bad, and that's why this team has been able to win consistently.
Well, I mean, Brett has done an unbelievable job at building this team. Yep. And after the game was over and he started to kind of, for my fault, I guess, consume the national nitwits and what they had to say. You would have thought that the Chiefs had never been here before, had never done this. They were a flash in the pan. This thing's over. They're never going to be able to rebound. And I'm thinking they're going, yeah, Brett Veach is in charge here. Like, this guy knows how to draft. This guy knows how to sign players. This guy knows how to build a team. And Andy Reid pretty much knows how to coach them and, gets this to gets the best out of everybody. Like, I think you all are writing this team off way too soon. I mean, but this is where Brett Veach really shines now.
And infrastructure. Let's don't leave the Hunts out of this and Clark Hunt, because what's overlooked here is the investment that the team continues to make to work the salary cap. You know, there's something called cash over cap. And even if you kick the can, so to speak, down the road, or amateurize contracts in the camp, many times that takes cash up front. And Clark Hunt and the Hunt family continues to stay invested in doing what Brett and coach need to have. So if you have the infrastructure the Chiefs have, and you have a Hall of Fame head coach, and you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, and probably what ought to be a Hall of Fame executive, but he doesn't get enough credit. Mm-hmm. And then guys like Chris Shea. Chris Shea is as brilliant as a guy there is in this league at working the cap and understanding it and making everything work. Now, there's going to be real challenges coming up here in the next but when you have infrastructure, it's just like when you face a family crisis. If your family is strong and your faith is strong, you can handle it. But you also move on. You move on from celebration. Some people get stuck. Human nature wants to stay there. Can't. You press on. And the same thing with getting your face beat in like we did. I mean, we got beaten up. Let's just face it. But then you move on. You don't sit there and wallow in it, or you're going to lose again. It's the guy that makes the error in baseball that is so freaked out, he's going to make two more.
Right.
So so that's where I'm at this morning. Is yeah, my gut still hurts, but I trust in the infrastructure and the people that are running this team.
But you mentioned cap versus cash, and I think that's an important thing to touch on, especially with the new stadium conversation taking place. And for me, the cash is you got to have the cash on hand to give these signing bonuses out. Like if you sign somebody to a deal, the salary cap is mythical, but that $35 million, that shows up in somebody's bank account direct deposit that day. You've got to have that cash on hand. And that's why for me, the new stadium with the stuff around the stadium and being able to generate money 365 days of the year is what this team needs in order to compete from a cash standpoint, because somebody else could come in and offer more cash than the Hunts may have on hand.
Well, I know we're going to talk about this in the days ahead, and I know it's a touchy subject, but you're dead on. There's a way. Think about how the Chiefs and GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium are off-season revenue generators, whether that's, Kenny Chesney or Post Malone or other concerts you have, but you have just struck the nerve that has to happen, because all of us, you, me, Dusty, everybody listening, have got to set up something that people are going to be able to succeed in long after we're gone. This is a 50 to 75 year decision. And what has to happen is, you're right, a 363 day revenue stream,
right,
that helps this team and doesn't. And that's where the Hunts are. That's where Clark is. And the fact that he's willing to work and make those investments now. The other cash over cap thing is when guys restructure, let's say Joe Tooney restructures. Well, to do that, you amortize his salary, but then you also have upfront cash you have to give these guys so that they can make it palatable for them. That's not the right word, that to make it beneficial for them and still stretch out their salary or a signing bonus. But that means they get the cash up front. That means you have to have an owner who has the cash, willing to give the cash, to do those necessary moves, in addition to the cash that you give out for free agents. So that's my point. This is where the Chiefs are. It's where they've been. It's where they will be. And the fact that this doesn't change anything. You took a torpedo. It's the Pacific Theater where the Yorktown and Enterprise take damages from the enemy, but you repair them and get back to sea and you win the Battle of Midway. I mean, you stay in the water, and that's where the Chiefs are because of their infrastructure.
Mitch, you've been around this team. We're talking to Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You've been around this team enough, and I know that, maybe you're not expecting this question, but I think you'll respect the question. There's not a person on this planet that plays in the NFL that I love to see when the entire country seems to go against them, and that is Patrick Mahomes. I, my friend, as of right now, probably by the end of next week, will place a futures bet that he wins the MVP because of everything that's being said, everything that was being seen, and everything that's being mentioned about Patrick Mahomes. I just feel, and maybe I'm a homer and I've got Chiefs rose-colored glasses on, I just think he's going to come back next year and scorch the damn earth.
Let's just talk about him. I'm going to throw Coach Reed in here, too, because hear me out on this, boys. Patrick Mahomes has had to grind for everything he's got. Even though his dad played MLB and he was in, he's in clubhouses and all that. He goes to White House High School. He's really under-recruited. Nobody really recruited him. Tech found him because they were recruiting a wide receiver at his school. And they all think he's going to play baseball, so people back off on him. He's been underappreciated. even at Tech. Like, he's the crazy guy that throws for 700 yards, and but he's got so many flaws that he's not taken 1-1 in the draft. Well, he's become the best quarterback in the league. He is driven by what you just said. The fact that he's also got, I'm talking, this inner strength, this infrastructure that can be in every one of us, he's got it. I mean, he's with the seventh grade girlfriend, right? He's got three children. He's got the dude's a grinder and a fighter. And just the fact that someone would doubt him or think or take these shots at him is stupid if you're a competitor of his. If you're a competitor of his, I'd send him flowers and candy and go, gosh, you know, hey, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Because he's going to use it against you. But Andy's the same way. He just won't, you know, he's not as vociferous about it. But Andy will come at you. And Andy sees all this stuff. He knows all of it. And it fuels him. Because he, too, he goes to JUCO. He's gonna go to maybe USC. He's a top player in high school in L.A., but he tears up his knee. He's got to go to Glendale JUCO. Then he goes to BYU. But then he coaches at San Francisco State, Northern Arizona, UTEP. He goes to places where you have to grind. You don't have budget. These guys are grinders. They're not front runners. And when I saw some of the criticism on social about being front runners, that's the kind of stuff that makes me mad, is that they disrespect these guys for what they really are. So, yeah, you're on it, because this will just make Patrick fire up more. He'll just try to figure it out all the more. So will Coach.
What do you think Travis is going to do?
If you guys can play the 20 minutes, I told this to CDOT the other day. See if Speck can find this. It's the interview I had with him on Chiefs Kingdom show. It's in November. He's a special guest. Hy-Vee has a special night at the Hall of Honor, and it was awesome. And we just had 20 minutes, and we got 12 years together, and all that kind of came oozing out. Let me just give you both sides of this, because I don't know. That's the answer. If he goes, I say go in peace. I just figured out he's played 11,000 snaps, 11,000. And he's the number one pass catcher in Super Bowl history. He has led us to three Super Bowl championships. We all know what he's done. So it's his body to me. I heard you saying before I came on the air, and I would agree with you, he doesn't want to close out on a 40-22 loss and people taking shots at him like he didn't play well. But it's going to be about his body, you guys. He gets away, but all these guys know their bodies. And he will, because he does not slack off. He'll be working 9-on-7 inside run drill at camp or long drive drill at mandatory mini camp or OTAs, and he's doing it just like he's Peyton Hendershot. So he's thinking, can my body do this? That's the biggest, I think that's going to be his decision box. Now, we've also had some melancholy moments. There have been a lot of hugs with him over the past 60 days. And I don't know what that means. What it means is that I respect the dude more than ever. And if he goes into the sunset, I'm going to think, man, I had 12 of the best years of my life with that cat. Mm-hmm. But if he comes back, he will grind as hard as Coach and Pat and everybody else. He's got his body. His body will make this decision.
Mitch, we'll wrap up our yearly football conversations with what you think this team accomplished this year for your 2024-2025 Chiefs.
Still be a historic team. And I wore my AFC Championship ring to the Chiefs Kingdom show the other night, Dusty. It's the only time I've ever worn it. Now, I had someone I respect in our organization that when we got it in 2020, he said, that's a loser's ring. You don't wear that. That's Miss Congeniality. And I said, no. Not this one, because it's COVID year, 2020, COVID. Swabs up your nose at 5:30 in the morning. You're taking your temperature every 10 minutes. You don't want to get Mahomes or Kelsey sick, or you become a news story. You got people breathing down your neck. Stay healthy, stay healthy. All right, that's what that ring was, even though we lost in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55. This year, similar kind of feeling. There were a bunch of guys and gals in that organization that were determined to do something that's never been done. And they did. No other team has won the back-to-back Super Bowls and even made it back to a third. They did. And the fact that we got nailed in the Super Bowl doesn't deter from the fact that this was
a remarkable group of humans who basically leaned on each other in all three phases, work ethic, injuries, kept battling, all the attributes I've given you the last 20 minutes. They carried on and almost got it done. Got to the game. Nobody's ever done it. Not the Niners, not the Cowboys, not the Patriots. None of them. None of them. Steelers, none of them. The Chiefs did. And we'll keep fighting back. We'll swing away. But this 2024 team did a whole lot more than lose a Super Bowl. And that's where I'm going to remember these gals and guys, because this was an incredible run, and an incredible run that was based on resolve. A unique resolve that you rarely see in sports or life, and you really rarely see it in professional sports, because it took unselfishness. And that's what these guys had.
Well, Mitch, I know the season doesn't ever end for you, but if you do get time to relax and stay focused on the offseason, I hope you enjoy that. We thank you for everything that you gave us this year. We can't wait to do it again next year and go on a scorched earth mentality.
No, you guys are great. I love 96.5 The Fan, Spec, everybody. Rock Fan's incredible. But we press on. Guys, we're in the fact that we have all these haters is fine. The fact we still have the greatest quarterback to ever play based on his first 7 years as a starter, and we have a Mount Rushmore head coach. We'll take that into the next year and attack it.
We'll be just fine, Mitch. Thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
See you, boys. Thank you.
Go draft.
There you go. Mitch Holtz is brought to you by Silverstone Eye Centers and GEHA. Coming up on the other side, there was an article from Vanity that gave the best acting roles according to, or performances according to, the article in Vanity of the 21st Century. We'll do that, plus our top five Chiefs of this year's run. Bob Fesco, Nathan, Dusty Likens with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home Kansas City Sports.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.